always fiddling at the start.
Thursday Thunder.
Thursday Thunder.
Yeah.
The 2nd of November.
It is the 5th of the 2nd of November.
We are into November already.
I know. You blinked and 2023's gone.
Scary.
Yeah.
Scary.
For the best, well, 23 was pretty stressful, I would say.
What, this year?
I'd say it's been a bit of a stressful year.
Is it?
I think it's more stressful than 2022. I don't know. It's still
2 months to go.
Yeah, I know. It can always get worse. Delicious.
Protein water is back in stock.
They are, and they actually have become very, very popular very, very quickly.
Yes.
I like the fact that people can just have them and they're not filled with caffeine, which is always good.
So well,
you can,
yeah.
You can have four a day.
Sparkling protein drink is novelty.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but you can have three a day and not have any caffeine, but have an extra 25 grams of protein in your diet, which is always a plus.
Be it from collagen, but it's still protein.
Yeah.
They're delicious.
They are. Especially when the weather's starting to heat up a little bit. I say that it's 24 degrees, but good on a hot day.
Yeah.
In the stock? Yeah.
What flavor did you? You just had one.
I just had the strawberry kiwi one. The strawberry lemonade, strawberry. Yeah,
tropical crush.
Yeah. I think the passion fruit one's probably my favorite. Just I like that bit of tartness to it.
So they're the three flavors.
Mm, they are.
Tropical, passion fruit, and strawberry kiwi.
Yes. Back in stock.
In stock now.
Yes. And, well, might as well talk about this. We have Pump Juice.
Now, this is one of these products. Like, Mike, this is formulated by Mike Pearson.
Mike Pearson.
One of Australia's top amateur bodybuilders.
Yes.
Now, Mike emailed us a couple of weeks ago saying, I've got this new product there called Pump Juice. I'd like you guys all to stock it. And now, both Ari and I sort of went, meh, another pump for
Yeah,
you know, and we first actually told Mike, we'll look into it a little bit later, you know, we've got a few already. But then he turned around and he goes, no worries, thanks for that, I'll send you guys a tub to try. This is the tub he sent us.
Oh yeah.
And we left it here at the gym, we all took it, we had a couple of members took it, and everyone said, you guys going to stock this?
Yes. Yeah. I actually had, when I came into work on Monday, Scott was here and he was just like, oh, you use the pump juice here.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I had. He goes, oh, and he showed me where it was. Like, he went behind the counter, got the box out. He's like, here, you got to try one. All right, I'll give it a go. And then when I had it, I'm like, damn, it's really good.
Yeah, it's really good. And I've used it too now. And yeah, this is a pretty good product. And here's a tip for some of you guys who are manufacturers. You want us to stock your products and you feel that you're really confident,
send
us
stuff.
A tub to try. Because we dismissed this first.
Yep.
You know? And now that we've all used it, I rang up Mike the other day and I placed an order.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we'll talk about it. One of the first things I noticed about this tub is that when you opened it up,
I didn't open it, so I...
Originally the first time, it was full right up to the top. Like literally right up to the top. You had to be careful when you were pulling the scoop out so that powder didn't explode to it.
Okay.
Now you might sort of say, oh yeah, what's the big deal about that? Well, generally you get these sorts of pre-workouts, pump formulas. They're in a tub like this and they're half full. They've got about 350 milligrams
of
product in there. This is 600 grams.
It is.
Hence why it was all the way to the top.
Mm-hmm.
Now the reason it's 600 grams is because a full serve is 30 grams.
And let me tell you, as someone who's had the 30 grams already, when you mix it, and I mean, I think I mixed it with about 700 to 800 milliliters of water.
So that's the scoop. One scoop is 15 grams. So serve is two scoops of that. It's the size of a protein drink.
It's a protein scoop. Yes. Yeah. And it does wonders. The pump is a lot more, the fullness.
Now, the reason for that is because of the ingredients that, this formula pretty much outdoes everything on the market. I added it up and it's got 11.6 grams of pump formula alone.
it's a lot.
So a third of your 30 gram serve is just your pump formula consisting of citrulline, glycine, agmatine, potassium citrate, Himalayan pink salt, mm-hmm. and what's that bottom one? I can't read it.
Nitro Rocket.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's rocket, you know, the herb rocket. Yeah. It's a thick extract, which is essentially a nitrate, which helps with vasodilation.
Yeah. So, so it's a stimulant-free pump formula, but it's loaded with pump formula. It's got a power performance complex from beta-alanine, betaine, and creatine HCL.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's got your fully loaded nootropic formula.
Yep.
I'll get you to read it, because I'm struggling to read that with the gold writing.
L-tyrosine, yeah. Alpha-GPC, mesembrine, and huperzine serrata, so yeah. huperzine A. Another thing with this as well, like I've been seeing a lot, like I have a TikTok, I have an Instagram, and I see so many people now, they're putting like sea salt in their pre-workout, but when you see it, it's like they sprinkle it, it's like you just add like 20 milligrams.
Yeah.
This has 500 milligrams of sea salt.
Yeah, so go through the actual pump formula.
6 grams of citrulline, we'll go off the big 30 gram scoop, yeah. 6 grams of citrulline, 3 grams of glycerine. 1 gram of agmatine, 1 gram of potassium, 500 milligrams of Himalayan pink salt, and then 100 milligrams of your arugula extract.
Yeah.
3,000 milligrams of beta-alanine, 2,000 milligrams of betaine, 1.5 grams of creatine HCL, sorry. And then you just got vitamin B's and estrogen at the end there to round it off. Oh, L-tyrosine, I was using mesembrine.
The estrogen and the vitamin complex for absorption.
Yes.
Now, what I noticed out of the formula was just the focus was nuts.
Mm.
Really, like just the alertness and the focus was crazy.
It's definitely on par with a lot of like, it's, I always used to go, oh, you got the choice of for something if you wanted a complete non-stim pre. It would usually just boil down to parabolic scrying.
Yeah.
This one's there now as well. You got that one, and now.
Yeah, and look, I spoke with Mike at length during the week, and he knows, and he said that, you know, his biggest competition is Primabolic Sprite. And that really is the number one pump formula on the market.
Yeah.
But look, man, this is going to shake the market up a little bit just because of the dosages of everything that's in this is 2-to-1 over everyone.
Yeah. We are getting both flavors in.
Both flavors are coming in.
Yep, grape and raspberry.
Yes.
I think there's a couple of something.
I put those aside, so I'm going to use that on my leg workout.
Both of them?
Have you finished training? Yes. That'll be 30 grand.
30 grand.
Yeah.
Righto.
Yeah. So we have got the product coming in. Hopefully, we will have it in stock tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking to get it.
Monday, Ari said.
Yeah, but it could be in tomorrow. Just have a look online and you'll see if it's in stock. The product is in store now, and it currently is obviously saying none available, but if you see that there's stock then available, it's ready to go.
That's it.
Yeah. Mm. So the other beauty about it is that a lot of people, and I said the same thing, I said, oh Mike, so that because you're so fully loaded with the ingredients, the price is going to be up there as well? And he goes, well, no. This is still $69.95 everything else on the market, and it is your 20 or 40 serves.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
All right.
So you could stack one scoop of this with your pre.
Yeah.
So if you've got a pre that's got some citrulline in it, etc., you could put one scoop of this, and you're going to increase your pump formula. You're going to increase your focus.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
It's got just under 195 milligrams of sodium.
Mm.
Just thinking right now. Cool.
So yeah. Looking forward to it. Mike is going to be sending us a whole bunch of samples with this as well, so they'll go pretty quick. So if you want a sample, we'll just pop in store on Monday. We should have those.
Cool.
Definitely. Available in grape and what was the other
one? Raspberry.
Raspberry. Mm. All right. Olympia's on.
It is.
Tomorrow.
Yes.
So it starts tomorrow. We can just talk quickly about the Olympia.
Sure.
Because, one of the big news that came out yesterday was that Nick Walker was out.
Mm.
Did you see the photo I
sent? I did, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He basically tore the hamstring off the bone, and he was bruised all the way from the glute down to the underside of the
knee. It looked pretty bad.
Yeah. But did you see the photos he had put up literally minutes, like, before that?
No, I haven't seen it.
He looked crazy. He really looked incredible. So yeah, that's a bit of a shame because he would have been right up there in the top three.
Mm.
even top two maybe. Now, all right, so Nick Walker's out. Quickly, have you had a look at any?
I have.
Okay.
So I actually
just do maybe a top five.
I actually put some thought into this one.
Yeah.
And I actually wrote it down on my phone. Like I actually was prepared this time.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Right. I actually took initiative there. Right. All right. So I'm gonna start at fifth, and I'll work my way back.
Okay.
All right. Fifth, I reckon Andrew Jack.
Yep.
Fourth, Brandon Carter.
Mm-hmm.
Third, Samson.
Yep.
Second, Hardy.
Yep.
And first, Derek Lunsford.
All right, that's pretty much exactly what I was going to have.
Okay.
Except I was going to have Hardy retaining his title.
Ah, okay. All right. Yeah.
Because I think always to beat the current Olympia, you have to bring something super, super special.
True.
Now, whether Derek will have improved, especially his lower body, to match his upper body, we'll just have to see.
But refresh my memory, Kemo. Was Hardy, did he go straight into open, or was he originally in 2-1-2?
He was in 2-1-2.
And same with Derek Lunsford.
Yes.
So we had two.
Derek Lunsford won the 2-1-2 in 2021.
Okay.
Yes.
So we got two 2-1-2 competitors.
Yeah, former 2-1-2.
Have now moved up to the open division.
Yeah.
And are potentially placing first and second.
That's right.
Cool. So the 2-1-2 is slowly getting larger. Everyone gets larger. It's like you're going to see physique guys doing classic, you're going to see classic doing open.
Yeah.
I actually have a thought on that.
Can you remember there was controversy with Hardy because he lost to Flex Lewis at one show and everyone was saying he never ever should have lost that.
I remember that.
That was when he was in 2-1-2.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It wasn't Olympia. It was just one of these after Olympia shows. And that's when he really made his impact on the scene.
Yeah.
And then he moved into the opens pretty much after that.
Mm-hmm. I'm always saying, he has hollow bones.
Yeah.
It's just so...
Yeah. So, look, I had pretty much exactly the same. I think the big mover, and you said it too, will be Andrew Jack.
Mm-hmm.
The other sort of dark horse, which shouldn't be a dark horse,
Curry,
is a former Olympia winner, is Brandon Curry.
Yeah, everyone's still right.
Everyone is talking about Brandon at the moment, that he's heaps better than last year. Mm. Last year, I think he made a mistake. He tried to come in too big and too full.
Yeah.
This year, they've cut back on that, and they're going to bring that conditioning back. Now, as a former Olympia, he should never be out of the question.
No.
As well.
No.
So we had him in third?
I had him...
Fourth.
I had him fourth.
Fourth,
yes.
Yeah. Samson in third.
Samson in third.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is that Samson can win the whole thing.
He definitely could.
Yeah.
He is...
Out of that group, out of that top five we just said, he's by far the biggest guy. He'll be on stage in the 270s.
Mm-hmm.
So he's the biggest guy. He's the tallest guy. He's an imposing physique. And when he stands next to like Derek and Hardy, he's a head taller than me.
I'm just thinking, do you remember bodybuilding and bollocks a long, long time ago where Fuad Abiyah was talking about signing Samson, mm-hmm. like an amateur? It's like, oh, yeah, sign this guy. I think he was an amateur at the time, or a very low-rung pro.
He was a pro, but hadn't made any impact yet.
And now it's just like he is potentially like a top three. I imagine how he would be feeling right now. It's like, oh, this guy that I knew had potential.
I actually listened to a podcast yesterday with him, mm-hmm. and he was just saying that the reason he signed Samson was... One, not because of that, you know, he's going to increase sales,
mm-hmm.
or anything. He said he wanted to be along the ride with him.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, and
because at that time, he had won nothing.
Yeah, no, yeah, I remember.
And he just saw the potential in this guy. He says, I wanted to be on the ride
with him.
And if he wins the Olympia, when he does, I want to be there.
It's like 3 years later.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years. It's like a couple of years.
That's right.
It's mental.
So, yeah. So, really, Curry
mm-hmm.
could be higher.
Yep.
And Samson can win the whole lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's brought his back up. But the improvement Samson made from last year's Olympia to the Arnold Classic this year.
He won the Arnold.
And he won the Arnold.
He did win the Arnold.
And he made those changes in 4 months.
Yeah, and this has been, what, 8 months? No,
not that long. About another five months.
Okay.
I don't think he needs to make any improvements to his physique that much. He just needs to nail his conditioning.
Mm. Which he usually does.
Yeah, but at the Olympia, that's always been his problem. So, yeah. All right.
Yeah. So that'll be Saturday, Sunday again, yes?
It'll be Sunday our time, Sunday morning when the finals are on.
Cool. Awesome.
So, and I think it's Saturday morning our time is the prejudging.
Yeah, that's right. We're usually chatting.
Yeah, that's right. There's only a pay-per-view. There's no live free coverage of it. People have been saying that with the Australian dollar being so shitty at the moment, the pay-per-view will cost you about $120 Australian.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid.
Yeah, so I think I'll just fight
for it. Oh, living.
Quickly on to the classic, Sebum.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's five.
Yeah, look, I think the top three will be exactly the same as last year. I think it'll be Sebum, Ramon, and Urs.
Yep.
Then you'll have Keon.
Breon.
Breon. Keon Prodigy, what's his name?
Oh, Keon. Oh, is he class? I think he went to 212.
No, I think he's come back.
Oh, okay.
He's qualified, yeah.
Oh, good on him.
Yeah. I could be totally wrong, but I'm pretty sure. And then after that, I've got really no idea.
No idea.
Unfortunately. Other names, you know. Wesley Visses, I think, would be in that, in that group as well. But the top three, I think, will be pretty much the same. 212, Sean Claridis got that in the bag. Did you see those pictures of him during the week?
I haven't seen any.
There was another picture, and he just looks so big.
So he's gone back down to 212.
Yeah, when he's on his own, you see a picture of him on his own. He just looks like
he's huge.
He's Samson, yeah, like giant.
Yeah.
But his proportions, he was just looked so freaky round and big. I don't think anyone will beat him. And after that, it's anybody else.
Every time you mention Sean Clarida, my brain replays the moment when Brian Shaw met Sean Clarida.
Yeah.
It's the most funniest thing. He like
barely came to his pecs.
He bends down to him like, good job, buddy. He's like, thanks, mister. It's so good. Yeah. If you ever watched it yet, please go
that's
to watch
the presentation.
You have to watch Brian Shaw and Sean Clarida's dentist. It's one of the best things, obviously. Yeah. But yeah, good.
Yeah, all right. We can cover that next week and just see how we go. But I think that's pretty much locked in for the top five.
I think so.
Then from 5th to 10th, there's just so many that just could be in any. I think another big mover will be Crizzo.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, I think Crizzo will move down and could be as low as 6th.
Well, let's see how it goes.
Yeah. So I think Andrew Jack and Crizzo will be the big movers. Hunter, I think, will stay around the same spot, that 7th, 8th spot. But yeah, I think big movers, Andrew and Chris.
Do you reckon Blessing will get a top 10? Has he qualified?
He hasn't qualified.
Ah, well, he's not.
No, he didn't win a show this year.
Good on
he
him.
He had seconds and thirds, but didn't win, so he's not there.
Blessing's not there.
No.
No Blessings.
No Blessings.
No Blessings.
Anyway,
yes.
That's it. We've got Super Saturday this weekend.
We do have Super Saturday.
So again, don't forget to send the email that.
Don't worry, we've got it done.
So Super Saturday, this Saturday, starts at the gym. We'll start on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So from tomorrow until 3 p.m. Saturday, we're doing our 425 upfront
membership. For 12 months.
Yeah. So don't forget, grab it. And that's available to if you're an old member or you need to renew. And all obviously new members.
Yeah, of course.
We'd love you to come and check us out. The gym's going really good. Everything's cranking.
Can't complain.
At the shop online, we'll start at 5:30 tomorrow, Friday, and run through until midnight on Sunday. In store, 10 to 3 on Saturday.
Beautiful.
15% off all supplements, with a few exclusions when it comes to stacks and clearance products. But if you see a stack online, you're better off buying it in a single products on Super Saturday.
Yeah.
You'll end up saving a little bit more. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. As per normal, this episode is brought to you by Australian Muscle, Australian Muscle Online, and Australian Muscle The Gym.
Yeah, free Australia delivery.
Free delivery still over $20. Right. So as long as you put in $20 into the checkout, you're going to get free delivery. I will be doing deliveries on Monday, so get your orders in. Thanks, guys. We will see you next week. Bye. We have any questions?
No.
There wasn't any?
I didn't get any. I got like, yeah.
Done.
I'm gonna go put on my knee sleeves. And take my punches.
Yep, I'm gonna train at 2. Half hour at 1 o'clock and then I'll train. Haven't eaten yet. Kia's got fucking gastro, eh?
Yeah, they were saying that Kia was itched.
She was shitting since like 3 a.m. I woke up like twice and she wasn't there. Like, Roman slept for the night.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, God, I hope Roman doesn't, like, because Kia's on the toilet. I'm like, God, I hope Roman doesn't wake up now.